Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who are sick and tired of working so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you, where you can work because you want to, not because you have to. Why? Because you have all the freedom, the time, the cash flow, and the prosperity you need to be able to take care of your own needs, but not just that. Not only to create your own freedom in your own life, but it allows you as a rippler to create a ripple effect through the lives of those around you, where it ripples through generations beyond you, as well as across the community and across the world. And that is the kind of ripple effect I'm trying to create in your life, because I know that through doing that, my legacy continues through you. And so thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life. Thank you so much for sharing this, for making this a bigger part of your life. And I love the feedback. I love what you guys are giving me. I'll tell you, I had somebody reach out recently that's actually inspiring this show. I won't mention him by name because he's now a new client of mine, a new consulting client. But, you know, he reached out to me and he kind of said, you know, Chris, like, what I'm hearing is exactly what I've needed. Like, this is exactly what I've kind of believed. And he questioned this. He was an immigrant from the Philippines. He lives out in California. He's an optometrist. He's like, listen, like I've done everything that I'm supposed to be doing financially, but it hasn't quite sat well with me. He's like, for example, you know, somebody told me to buy term and invest the difference. He's like, why do I buy term life insurance that's going to end and waste my money when I can get permanent and actually have it cost for free, essentially, you know, actually be cheaper than term insurance, you know? And I said, hey, amen to that. Not many people see that, you know, and he would question everything. He would question financial advice, you know, and that's really what inspired me today, because I have learned that the key to success in many things in life, not just with money, but definitely with money too, is that the key to success is to do the opposite. Do the opposite of what everybody else is doing, because let's look at reality. Are people better off financially or worse off right now? Even with the market being up for 10 years, how are people's financial lives? Are they really that much better? Even the ones that aren't the spenders, the ones that aren't necessarily racking up credit card debt, the savers, right? Even the savers are saying, it's been a nice run, but is it enough? Is it really creating the freedom they thought? And the truth is, no, a resounding no. It has never done it. And I've been an advisor for nearly two decades now. I've inherited clients that had advice from the 80s and 90s. And even to this point, you know, those that actually just kept doing the same traditional stuff still haven't found that freedom. Sure, they might have accumulated some decent amount of money, but it's not enough when they're chasing inflation. It's not enough when they do everything else. And so I want to talk today, and in fact, I kind of refer to a Seinfeld episode. If you guys ever watch Seinfeld, you know, funny show, if you know the character George Costanza, you know, George is essentially a loser, right? You know, everything he seems to do blows up in his face. It's always chaotic. I mean, come on, even the whole term of shrinkage, you know, and those kind of things. He was in the pool, you know, like even that. Like, he's the kind of guy that just doesn't get a break. But you know what? There was one episode where he did. One episode called Opposite George, where he actually became a winner. He got the job of his dreams. He started getting wonderful dates, all of this. And it all started out with their eating in their typical, you know, their usual diner, right? Their usual location for, you know, where they're eating. And, you know, he's always ordering the same thing. And a woman walks by and he kind of decides he's going to order something different, right? And especially this is the cool thing, is that Jerry Seinfeld says, you know, listen, if every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right. If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right. So he ordered a different, you know, he ordered chicken salad instead, right? And all of a sudden, a woman looked his way. And, Elaine says, hey, you should go talk to her. He's like, listen, bald men with no jobs don't talk to beautiful women, right? And she's like, yeah, but, you know, and this is where that quote came from with Jerry Seinfeld. Well, if every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right. He's like, you're right. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to talk to her, you know, and I'm going to do this. And so he does. He lays it all out. He's completely authentic. And she is totally impressed. And he lands a date, right? And for the rest of the show, he actually wins by doing the opposite of what he would normally do. And I'm here to tell you that especially when it comes to money and business and almost everything else that comes to success from that financial standpoint, right? Doing the opposite is more likely to be right. Because if everything that people have done financially for these last several decades hasn't worked, what makes you think it's going to work again? Why would you even think that it's possible that investing in mutual funds, for example, is actually going to create freedom when yet it has not worked? And I'll tell you, the only people I've seen where it looks like it has worked, where they could actually retire without me teaching them something that's different, right, are those that one of two things happened. One, they inherited some money, you know, so they got a little boost to their cash, not because of their own doing, but because of somebody else in their family, right? Or two, because they either sold the business or something happened where they did it actually the opposite of the advice they were given. They weren't just saving in mutual funds. I've never seen people save their way to wealth. It just hasn't happened. Now, I've even known some people that make amazing seven-figure salaries that, yes, maybe they could actually get there because their lifestyle is so much less than what they create. It's ridiculous, right? But I'm telling you, that's probably almost anybody listening to the show right now does not fall in that category. You're probably not earning $5-10+ million a year. Ironically, I knew one guy that did that who was a fund manager, a guy that actually managed mutual funds that also did some of the same things, you know, invested in the market, and he was able to do it because his lifestyle was not even close. He was the kind of guy that was like, hey, I paid off all my debts. Now, of course, he's making millions of dollars. He didn't even have to have debt. He had so much more money coming in than he needed that was just oozing out of his ears, right? So that's why I think it's funny is that, you know, even for him, he had to like completely be the exception to the rule, right? And there's always exceptions, right? There's always exceptions. That's one of the few constants we know in life is that, you know, there's very few things that are ever like 100% always the case. I mean, even that's why there's even chaos theory that exists, right? Because there's even things that will, what seems like violates physical nature, you know, what should be a natural law all of a sudden doesn't work because there's some sort of exception or outlier. But I'm here to tell you, for the most part, most of us will never, ever experience freedom. And I'm living proof. I've seen freedom by doing the opposite. By doing the opposite. I want to give you a few quotes here, especially when it comes down to freedom, right? The first quote here is from Benjamin Franklin, who obviously, I mean, come on, legendary financial mind here. He says, "Those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Now, I get a lot of people that actually try to do this for what they feel is supposed to be safe. They believe that mainstream, whatever you're taught by the mainstream and going with the crowd, has to be safe. But I just mentioned this earlier. Financially, people are not retiring. People are not becoming financially free using the mainstream advice. They are not saving in their 401ks and IRAs and becoming wealthy or even free. So they go for the safe thing. They go for that safe paycheck. You know, how many times have we known people that go for a safe paycheck only to get laid off, only to realize that's not a safe thing? My father was one of those people. My father is the ultimate person that I'm talking about here, especially if you're a saver, right? I mean, my father went through his whole life. He went debt-free, paid off his house early. He saved into his 401k. And then when he asked for my help when I was in just about to leave the traditional financial arena, he came to get my help and he said, well, what can I do? Because I know it's not enough. And I looked at it and I said, you're right, it's not enough. Like, unless you die in 5 or 6 years, you know, and that's sad, but that was true. And now understand, he also thought he was going to be able to retire sooner. You know, he got to the late 90s, 1999, and by 2000, he thought, man, if the market keeps doing this, I'll be able to retire in a few years. Well, then the market tanked. And so when I was talking to him in the mid-2000s, his money was less than it was even by the year 2000. Even though it started to recover, it was still less. He's like, what do I do? And I said, well, unless you die in the next 5 or 6 years, this money won't last. You got to keep working. Or we do something different. You know, and we started, you know, that's when I really started to look outside of it, because I could not promise my dad that safety or security. He thought he would work that job, you know, his first job, that is, forever. He grew up in the generation. He grew up, you know, born in World War II. He grew up thinking that you work for a job, for a company for 30, 40 years. You get a nice little retirement package. It's safe, it's secure, and that's it. But he got laid off. Even being the top salesman of their company, he would get laid off. And so he'd be scrambling to find another job and have a reset button, or he'd have a medical emergency, and that would hit another reset, you know, and all these kind of things would happen. That's basically called life, would come in the way. There is no certainty. Now, I know all of you, like me, you want as much certainty as you can, but you've got to create it. You've got to create that certainty, and it does not come by doing the same old thing that has not created insecurity. Mutual funds, for example, gambling in the stock market is not secure. Right now, the last 10 years, the market has doubled its average return. What does that mean? That means eventually there's got to be a point to bring it back into balance where it comes back again, where now it starts to average itself out. Now, I'm not saying it's going to tank 50%. I'm not saying that, because I think part of that was because some of the previous years, we had almost, you know, between 2000 and 2015, I mean, the market barely did anything. It really just kind of came back to breaking even. It's only been the last 4 years we've really started to shoot up from those, from high to high now, right? But there's got to be a correction. So all those people that say, hey, I'm almost there, boom, 20, 25% drop in the market. Then you might have to spend the next 5 to 10 years getting back to where you were. And then at the same time, inflation just kept creeping up on you. So now you have to make more money than you did initially. And so you're like, it's like a dog chasing after a fire truck, right? You keep chasing after it, but you never quite be able to jump on that bandwagon. And that's what's happening right now, guys, is that so many of you, so many have been buying into things that's been a bill of goods. It's not true. You know, you've been told, you've basically been sold financial advice from financial institutions that have their own best interests in mind, not yours. Because financial advisors don't work for you. They work for the institutions around that they work for. You know, for example, I mean, when they tell you to live on less than the interest, which is really the case, when they say don't pull out more than 2 or 3% of your account, they're trying to say, hey, you know, we might make 3 or 4% maybe on these income, you know, conservative funds, so pull out less than the interest. Now, why would they tell you to do that? They'll say, well, don't run out of money, for one. Well, that's partly true. Second reason is because if you actually let your account grow while you're retired, if you try to live on less than the interest, what happens? Well, they take a certain percentage of fees every time based on account balances. It's their money under management. Don't you think if they want to show greater profits, it's either one, get more clients, or two, get their clients to put in more money or to keep more money in. So they get a natural profit raise every time, which is great for their shareholders. Maybe not for you, but it's great for them. Because, by the way, they'll take out that money whether they make money or not. You know, if the market goes down, they will lose some of that, you know, some of those fees. But they'll still tell you to keep putting that money in, just like clockwork, won't they? You know, there's never a bad time to put money in. Secondly, you know, look at even like paying off debt. Banks want you to pay off debt. It creates velocity of money for them, greater leverage, greater safety when you pay off your loans more aggressively, because they get their money back faster. Like any investor, any good investor would say, I want my money back as fast as possible, right? I want to be able to get my money back and let the interest ride. That's exactly what they're doing. They make interest off of you, but they let that money be profit and cash flow for them. And they'll still go out and leverage and do more. And it looks good on their books, and it creates safety and security and confidence. And that creates more clientele, because they'll say, hey, look, this bank is highly rated. You should put money here. And the cycle goes on and on, all at your expense. Now, I want to share another quote with you, too. This is a quote actually from Eleanor Roosevelt, right? And so this Eleanor Roosevelt is probably the thing I would want to say, because there's a difference between security and freedom. There's a difference between security and freedom, right? You know, for example, you know, when it comes to security, if you want really want max security, where you have that guaranteed paycheck, you've got that guaranteed roof over your head. By the way, if you have a paid off house, as I mentioned in another episode, you are not guaranteed to keep your house. You can still lose it if you don't pay your taxes. You want that roof over your head. You want 3 meals a day, square meals a day. You want all that freedom, right? Supposedly. But it's really security, that secure job, that secure paycheck. You want it all. But here's the thing. Freedom and security are in opposition to each other. Security, if you want maximum security, go to prison. You will get all those things and more. You won't even have to worry about making a dollar for the rest of your life. You'll still work a little bit, but the truth is that you're taken care of. Not the kind of retirement plan I would hope that you would choose. You know, it doesn't exactly work, but that's the thing, is that people want security, but it's not freedom. Here's what freedom is, and this is what Eleanor Roosevelt said. She said, freedom makes a huge requirement of every human being. With freedom comes responsibility. Let me repeat that. With freedom comes responsibility. And I love how she continues it with this. For the person who is unwilling to grow up, the person who does not want to carry his own weight, this is a frightening prospect. Let me read this whole one again. Freedom makes a huge requirement of every human being. With freedom comes responsibility. For the person who is unwilling to grow up, the person who does not want to carry his own weight, this is a frightening prospect. This is 100% true. This is something I cannot give you. I cannot give you freedom. There is no strategy that will make you free. Freedom essentially starts, and this is an eternal, never-ending principle, is that freedom requires responsibility. It requires that personal responsibility, that ability to control and manage your stewardship. That is what I refer to as like the wise investor. The wise investor is a steward of their money. They aren't just someone who's going to turn it over with a blind eye like every financial advisor will teach you, which, by the way, I was taught you to do that. I used to teach the three T's. In fact, the three T's were taught to me by other financial advisors who were trained by other companies to tell you this, is that you lacked the three T's, which is you lack the time, the training, or the temperament to do your own investing. They have made it seem so complex, so crazy, that you can't even do your own investing. You have to turn it over to who else but financial advisors like I used to be, right? The traditional financial advisor would say, just turn your money over to me. I'll take care of it. Oh, by the way, you'll keep paying me whether you make money or not. Oh, and if you lose money, it's not my fault. It's the market. If you make money, hey, you got a good advisor here, right? Like, I did a good job. The truth is those advisors, one, usually don't make more money than you. They usually have less money than you. Two, half the time they don't invest in the investments they're telling you to buy. And then three, you know what? The truth is they don't even know what they're doing. They have no control over it. They just gamble with your money. It's like saying like, hey, you know what? I bet on black and black came up. Aren't I amazing? No. You had a 50-50 chance of red or black and you just happened to make money. And the truth is if you look at the market history, really there's two times as many blacks as there is red. So if you bet on black, you've got twice the odds that you do of losing on red. It's the Wall Street waltz, two step forward, one step back. But the truth is there's still those reds you're going to hit. And hey, that could delay your timeline. That could make everything worse. But it doesn't absolve you from using your own brain, from using your mind, the thing that you've been blessed with, a brain that you can use to really create massive amounts of wealth. No matter if you're a W-2 employee working like middle class wage worker, or you're the person that owns your own business or practice. You have it in your control to do something different, to do the opposite, to actually choose freedom, not security. And freedom requires you to take personal responsibility as being a steward of your resources, to multiply and magnify it and make it better, to use it, to not only create freedom for yourself, but to create a legacy beyond you, to create a legacy beyond the money. Not just passing on money to your family and to your heirs, but to pass on that knowledge and that wisdom. And I'm telling you, there are plenty of wealthy families out there right now that scoff and laugh at the traditional financial, quote-unquote, wisdom that's out there. Why? Because it hasn't worked. Now, some of those families have been around for a while. They might be teaching some of that old stuff. You know, they might be teaching because they had family who were wealthy, went through the Great Depression. They had to live by different strategies. Understand, if you don't understand true financial principles, principles never change with time. Principles and strategies are not the same. Strategies change over time. You know, before the Depression, you could have a house taken away from you, even if you were making on-time payments. Today, that's not true. Your house cannot be taken away from you if you're making your payments on time from a bank. You are protected by law. That law came into effect because of the Great Depression. You cannot play by the same rules. And I would promise you, even the strategies I have mentioned on this show could be different in 10, 20, 30 years from now. But if you know the true principles and you choose freedom and you choose being a wise steward, which is really the next level investor to become, the level investor that actually can have true freedom and real financial independence and freedom too. That is the goal. That is where you seek to go for. That's why we seek for cash flow, not just growth or gambling. In fact, the way I teach it, the way you've been learning on the show, is actually to do it with less risk than the traditional way of throwing your money away in mutual funds. I believe that that's actually riskier. Putting your money in 401ks and IRAs is riskier than doing what I've been talking about doing, which is alternative things, things that financial advisors do not offer. And that, guys, that is the true key to freedom. So, guys, it requires you to take personal responsibility. It requires you to turn your brain on and to do something different. In fact, to do the opposite, and I guarantee you'll have much better results of success than doing the same old things. If you do it wisely, you do it with the right knowledge and training and education and the right strategies to back it up that are in alignment with those principles, things work out for your freedom. Guys, the key is in your hands. Take it. I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.